Time in Africa.
Hello, Onitche. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host. This is the Voice of America, VOA Africa in Washington. Today's program is filled with wonderful music from all over the place. Ghana, lots of Ghana today. Egypt, Chad, Mali, Senegal, South Africa, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Zimbabwe. My special feature is an interview with the one and only Reggie Rockstone. He's the founding father of Ghana's very own brand of hip-hop, Hip Life. The interview is presented by the tireless reporter and recent graduate of University of Ghana, Legon, my alma mater, Eugene Salorm Owusu. You can check that out at the bottom of the hour. I also have some of your season's greetings and song requests and two brand new releases from Egypt and the DRC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is Rocky Dawuni, awesome artist who I've appreciated for years now on MTIA, but who just recently snatched up 3 Bass Awards in Ghana. The Bass Awards is an annual ceremony of the Ghanaian reggae and dancehall music industry. Rocky won the prestigious Kwame Nkrumah Award and the Album of the Year and Reggae Artist of the Year. Rock on, Rocky.
African thriller, dancehall ruler. African thriller.
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, your host, and that was Rocky Dawuni, 3-time Bass Awards winner and Grammy Award nominee. Now we're waiting on his new album or single, right? Come on, Rocky.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right, here's the Chadian singer electronic DJ maestro, Caleb Rimtobai, with his banging single from 2016, Petit Pays. It features rapper Young Paris.
In a beer, who's here? I kill time by the year. Not real, the blackjack ain't there. No fear, pay 15 for the beer. Got the wrong way, saying this ain't fair. Shit just rev in the atmosphere. Young Paris in the lair, like yeah. Put more blacks on the back of the ball. Young black brother with the African core. My hometown made fashion sore. Don't believe me, just ask your boss. Congo, word to the beat. Home of the crocs you got on your feet. Trent said I got a new trend for the band. Just then I got 3G. This my baby, baby. Christine Bernard a bêché, vous m'avez toujours fait rêver. Et ça a la noblesse, et derrière la sagesse. Sera toujours en finesse, mon doué, la baila, gala, gala, la joie de vivre en bouteille. Petit pays, petit pays, petit pays, petit pays, petit.
Oh, I love that sound. Hi, everybody, this is Heather, and that was Afrotronics with Petit Pays.
Yeba, one can show on the one tell and one blow. This is J.W. Ambley, and I'm listening to Music Time in Africa at the Voice of America. That's where it's at.
All right, hey, everybody. Hello, it's Heather. There's so much more great music coming up, plus my feature interview with Reggie Rockstone. But first, here's a couple of nice messages from you, adorable listeners. I love you so much. This one is from John Bassey. He says, compliments of the season. Hello, Heather. It's been a lovely year with memorable African sounds on your program. I pray and hope you give us the same in the coming year. I wish you a happy new year. Oh, thank you so much, John. Now, here's another one. This one is from Zambia. Hi, I'm Suzio Ndlovu. I just tuned in the program, and it's amazing. Thanks to the great presenter, that's me, who's doing a very good job. Please keep it moving. All right. Thank you so much, Suzio. I'm glad you like me. All right. So back to the music. Here's a beautiful duet by two of West Africa's finest and brightest vocal talents, Wali Sek of Senegal and Sidiki Diabaté from Mali. The song is called Alhamdulillah.
Wali Senegal, Wali said the music. Yeah,
Everybody, bonjour, Aouniche, Nangadef. This is Heather Maxwell, your host, and that was Wally Sek and Sidiki Jabate.
Hi, we are musicians, Noram Tsemari. This is Music Time in Africa.
Okay, hey guys. So you've all heard of the Egyptian singer Amr Diab, right? He's won so many awards, 7 World Music Awards and 6 African Music Awards over the years. But, well, you know, he sounds like... Well, Amra's daughter, Jana Diab, is following her dad's footsteps. She just released her debut English song called Mouth Taped Shut. Now, it's a slow one. And I warn you, it's really sad, but the lyrics are super intense. Just listen.
My mouth is taped shut. You don't let me speak. You don't let me go. You don't let me breathe. You manipulate me. Tell me I'm fake. You tell me I'm wrong. That's all you say. You burn my ashes. Make my tears run on my iron heart before it rusts. Probably when you walk away and leave all your footsteps and shadows behind. And probably I'll make you stay and tell you there's nothing better than my, oh my, can't you see that eventually we have to end it? My, oh my, the ecstasy is hurting me, but you love it. Probably when you tell me you're done, make me feel used and restless. The hurricane that you create, pull me back into your arms, oh I, oh. Can't believe that your poison hasn't killed me. I want to believe that I'm stronger than you'll ever be. Into the darkness, the pitch black mind. I don't understand why your life is a ride. Will you survive this torturous kind of love? This tape shut, you don't let me speak. You don't let me go. You don't let me breathe. You manipulate me, tell me I'm fake. You tell me I'm wrong, that's all you say. You burn my ashes, make my tears run on my iron heart before it rusts. When I open my mouth, I get told it's a lie. Survivors have the feelings denied. I'm in control now. I have everything to live for. And all you have left is hope for your recovery. Oh, I can't believe that your poison hasn't killed me. I want to believe that you're stronger than you'll ever be. Your poison hasn't killed me. I want to believe that you're stronger than you'll ever be.
Wow. That's Jana Diab, everybody, with Mouth Taped Shut, her debut English language single.
Hi, this is Azuni Adu, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Enjoy.
Okay, now back to your messages, my sweeties. This one is from Alfred Dominique Sarki from Nigeria. Kindly play me any nice music of Mariam Makeba for the listening pleasure of my father, Mr. Dominique Sarki of Kachia, Aduna State, Nigeria. Thanks. All right, well, here's Pata Pata, Alfred, for your father, Dominique.
Thank you. as soon as Pacha Pacha begins to play.
What a great classic. That was a dedication by listener Alfred Dominique Sarki to his father, Mr. Dominique Sarki of Kaduna State, Nigeria. Hello, everybody. This is Music Time in Africa, and I'm your host, Heather Maxwell.
Music Time in Africa is awesome, but the Voice of America has other great music programs too, like this one.
African Music Mix.
Everyone is looking for something special when maybe they should just listen instead. The VOA's African Music Mix will soothe your nerves and calm your head. Tune in from 0 to 300 UTC and 1100 to 1300 hours UTC to make you feel good. So treat yourself to that something special.
VOA. Now, some new release news. Who remembers the Congolese group L'Orchestre Afrisa? It was the backing band of the legendary African rumba singer-songwriter Taboulé Rochereau for many, many years. Now, Rochereau died on November 30th, 2013. And, well, the band, it hasn't stopped. In fact, it just released its first album in over 20 years. It's called Melanie. Now, Melanie's a culmination of work that was encouraged by Taboulé in his last days. The saxophonist, Bodero Mekanisi, who was Taboulé's second-in-command, he says that Taboulé asked him, at his bedside, to continue his music legacy. So this is Mela, a song composed by Taboulé before he died. It's dedicated to a very special woman in his life, who is alive and well today, by the way, in Brazzaville. I sure hope she's listening right now. Actually, the entire album is dedicated and named after Mela, short for Melanie. And for those of you who are fans of Taboulé already, the original rendition of this song can be found on the album called Merveille du Passé, 1973
to 1976.
Mama,
kokima se kokima bosi banda makasi pona ah baby mama
ti kanalo ba eno kina koya kokufa pamba kala swa biloko pona mela
Nice. Hello, Africa. This is your host, Heather Maxwell. You were just listening to the brand new release of Mela, the title track of the album Melanie by the new Orchestre Afrisa.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Okay, now, as I said at the top of the hour, part of today's program features some of your messages and song requests. Here's a cute little comment from Kadu William. Hi, Heather. Ensi Bwetyo, a song by the late Paul Kafelo of Uganda, will do me good this weekend. Kadu, I found you Paul's most famous song of all time, Walumbe. I didn't find Ensi Bwetyo, but I'm sure you're not going to be disappointed. I know you love it. And also, for those of you who don't know late Prince Paul Kafelo, he died in 2007. He was hands down the most celebrated composer and singer in the Ugandan tradition of Kadongo Kamu, or Ugandan country music. This song, Walumbe Zaya, was his 1994 hit, a 15-minute lament about death in which no one word was repeated. Can you imagine that? Try talking, let alone singing, for 15 minutes without repeating one word. Anyway, I won't play the full 15 minutes here, but enough to satisfy you, Mr. Kadu William, and all the rest of you. Kafero's main message about death in this song, and it's a good one, is this. No one knows where death takes us, yet it's the ultimate destiny of all human beings.
Saya tukola bwati baka basajja butugumbulutyo oli wangeri kyataisa balungi n'abisimbo n'obafa gyotyo nabo wajjale kawambe emitwe emiyaye kale oli wangeri kyatamanye batiifu onkutulidde n'eggita nsula nkuyimba nze komaani n'ogira okubulwawo sula oli mubbi nnyo omuneke mmulangire bwati tunaayogera ng'abali ebukotomi No muriendo ne mira mama La bomba amore qua e fu so buganna Banangera ti molto le sama buci Lu fa cosa na vali usisi Lu li di cura na vali bideo Lu anda su li na va ve buraya Un te ma o india ne munda za va chiara Na cognura io no tonda mama Atitakuwa misi no ujabu gaya Kukambia luzi mutulia na lueka Nebi fewa sankiru alulie uchema Luli mungu ulijetweke selereo Luzi mulu iti vata miti Chitaro nyo, chitaro neta neta Chitaro, oh chitaro wana natu Chitaro nyo, chitaro neta neta Getese walume Zeru tunuzanga atali usanja Atali na gita onjola zaba imi Abo mosombo ulizeta lisiteji Abariki na mabosa nofa Na wakadongo kamuna tugatikati Sisebo jotu tuwala tetuli utulo Imagombe wale tafaka lungi Na unabe atuwala mpawa lita Balindi ulo yetalita waza Kise watabado usi Nange Paul jendage waliu Mutambi ulie wa unyentisa Irai wa ulianu umuruji Zichobo ndava mpa gitanga ya lazino Nebio nebio kolate vipa mani Banange sayo kuferi kebibuso Hatini vianu kula vichingi vintamifu
Nanya nanga yali amabanja Ebirinjogerwa kawa chali kuona Bwe chumenye unika nembango mchawe Ani alinjulira ndi wanzite Chitalo nyo chitalo neta neta
Chitalo
Oh chitalo wana matri
Chitalo nyo
chitalo neta neta
Chitalo
nyo chitalo neta neta
Right, that was Walumba Zaya. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in. Hello, good listeners. Now it's time for the big reveal by Ghana's grandpapa of hip life, Reggie Rockstone. Eugene Salorma Wusu presents the feature from Accra.
Reginald Nanayao Asante, known famously by the moniker Reggie Rockstone, is a seasoned Ghanaian musician of great preeminence. He is reputed to be the originator of hip life, which is a blend of African-American hip-hop and Ghanaian high-life music. Let's meet Reggie Rockstone, a.k.a. Grandpapa. Hello, Reggie. Nice to meet you, sir.
Big up, brother Salem. It's been a long one coming. We're finally here.
Kindly introduce yourself to the world.
Reggie Rockstone was born Reginald Osayo Asante. I was born in England. I lived in the UK, lived in New York, lived in Ghana. So I'm a tricontinental type of person. My father was a legendary fashion designer, Ricky Osei. God bless his soul. And I am the originator of what we call hip life.
How did your music journey start?
I was born into music, really. I mean, like I said, my father was a fashion designer, so I grew up in a very eclectic home. Musically, I was always informed. I grew up to the sounds of Fela, right down to the Beatles, right down to, you know, Van Morrison, you know, so growing up, there was always music in my house. I fell in love with hip-hop. You know, I'm old school, so I came up with the Run DMCs. And
tell us about a hip-hop group you're part of in the UK called PLZ.
PLZ was a really good platform for my whole career. God bless DJ Pogo. He's the one that put me on. DJ Pogo is the legendary DMC mixing champion who also used to DJ for Sister Moni Love, amongst others, you know, MC Mello. And so, you know, he's the one that put the group together. God bless him. I'm still in contact with him. He's in Brazil now. Actually, the name of the group was actually Party à la Maison. I'd like to give a special shout out to Sonia Paulton. She was our manager. And it was myself, Freddie Funkstone, because, you know, I'm Reggie Rockstone, Freddie Funkstone, DJ Pogo, and a young brother by the name of Step Rep.
What brought you down to Ghana in 1994?
I came to Ghana in 1994 after doing the whole UK New York circuit. I came home because of Panafest. You know, this was like a movement that I was interested in. And, you know, my father is the one that put me on. And I came to meet a totally new Ghana. You know, they were listening to the same music that we were listening to in the UK and in New York. And I just knew it was my calling. I knew. And then I figured it out. I said to myself, well, I'm home and I speak my own language, so I will address my people in my own language. Did exactly what I thought it would do. It gave the youth a voice in Ghana. And not only Ghana, hip life actually affected young Africans all over Africa.
Reggie, for me bonny, tell me why. Even CPM Reggie, why? Me nim near my far why.
How did you come by the name Hip Life? And tell us how you hatched that idea.
The name Hip Life really came about via a conversation with me and my father. He said, yo, I understand you're rapping, you know, you're doing the whole New York, you know, the Western thing, but, you know, if you start rapping in Cree and all of these kids are going to jump on there, then you should own it. Or you should kind of like brand it to fit Ghana. Hip is from hip hop. And life is from high life.
Some music connoisseurs are of the view that hip life is dead. Do you concur?
As long as they keep rapping in these dialects and our language, then the hip life will never die. You know what I mean? Because that's what it's really about. It's about expressing yourself in your own language with your own vibration. And so, no, it will never die. I mean, what are they going to call it? Hip hop? Hip hop been here forever, man. And most of them got inspired by hip life. You know, if you ask Sakwa there, he tell you how he was listening to a Bravo and myself. You can go as far back as Lord Kenya, who was listening to me. No, hip life is not dead, it's just evolving.
As the originator of hip life, what are you doing to safeguard it?
I don't really safeguard it like that, you know what I mean? I mean, I did my part, and I'm still here in the trenches, you know, I'm still making hip life music.
Oh, sicker, sicker now. Reggie Rockstone.
I will give you.
Check it out. You know what I'll give you?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of something to make your party sweet. Yeah.
You are now part of the Hip Life group, VVIP. What inspired that decision to join a group after starting up as a solo artist?
Well, that kind of happened. Now, I would say today, looking back, I would say it was divine intervention. And I keep saying this. That really had nothing to do with my plan. It was God's plan. That was all Jah. Because it started off as a joke, you know, on Twitter. I didn't plan that, you know what I mean? It just started off as a joke and it became a reality.
VVIP.
How would you describe your experience so far with VVIP?
VVIP is like, I mean, I've known these young brothers for years. You gotta understand this, man. I mean, I'm the one that set it off. So, I mean, I lived a prodigal in New York. You know, Zeal is a good friend. Promzy, I've known forever. And so it's very interesting. It's like I'm kind of reliving my whole life again, really.
Young Crab.
Time to start now and just not follow. Time to go deep and not be shallow. Don't be stiff and we'll pop another bottle. Nice.
Your final message to the world.
Wherever in the world that you are, man, we got to pray for peace. These are some real trying times, man. I say everybody should pray, not just for yourselves, pray for the world. To all Ghanaians, Africans that's listening to me, put a prayer in. We don't want no fighting, none of that. In my language, we say, Nyaminsha, Nyaminsha, Nyaminsha Riasi, Yadamasi P. Voice of America, this is Voice of Africa.
Thank you, Reggie.
You're welcome, sir.
That was the legendary Reggie Rostone for VOA's Music Time in Africa show. My name is Eugene Salamoso in Accra, Ghana.
Okay, thanks, Eugene and Reggie Rockstone, for bringing us that great interview.
Hi, my name is Eric Wanaina, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell. Keep it right here. Msiende mahali.
Music Time. Music in Africa.
Africa.
Remember last week's trivia challenge? Well, here's a quick shout out to Shalil Hamid, also from Accra, Ghana. He answered two questions correctly from the challenge. Shalil identified two of three Ghanaian artists I played samples of, the fabulous J. Duble Ambule and Denning Edem Hotor, a.k.a. Edem. Congrats, Shalil. Keep your eye open for a package from us with a nice T-shirt. It's really cute. A brand new hat and a new 2017 calendar. And the rest of you who didn't play or who didn't answer correctly, aren't you jealous? All right, speaking of Edem, he has another new single out. That guy's on fire. Here it is, Ride With Me, and it features Shay Shay.
Ride with me, and I promise I'm gonna die for you.
Oh, baby, ride for me, and I promise I'm gonna die for you.
So for me to love,
ride with me,
and I promise I'm gonna die for you.
Oh baby, ride for me, and I promise I'm gonna die for you.
I see you the girl, I'm hoping, but a true love ain't seen and I'm from the one and stopping. Give my phone, my love, and it. But she had a car, my dove, and it. Now doing a cup of blood money. You gonna say I'm involved in it.
Ride with me.
Was Ride With Me by Edem. This is Heather, or as some of you like to call me, Ada, or Dr. Max. Here's a wonderful classic from Mali by the leading lady of griots for, I don't know, so many decades, Babani Kone. The song is Sanujala, meaning beautiful gold. Babani exalts the beauty of Malian women. With or without wearing beautiful Malian gold, she says, all Malian women shimmer and glow with natural beauty. full. Hello, everybody. That was Baba Nikone with her 1996 classic Sanujala from Mali.
It's music time in Africa.
I'm Heather Maxwell, your host, and it's time to round out the hour now with one more classic, a gorgeous song from Zimbabwe. Here's the marvelous, lovely Mr. Oliver Mutukudzi with Ziwere, or Rolling Down. Beware of fake friends. They'll take you for a ride when you're on top, and then they'll drop you like a hot potato the minute you fall into trouble or start rolling down.
That was Ziwere, or Rolling Down, by the marvelous Oliver Mutukudzi. Okay, that wraps up the show for today, music lovers. So glad you joined me. A big thank you to Reggie Rockstone with Eugene Salormawusu out there in Accra. And a big, big thanks to all of you adorable listeners. Thank you for tuning in once again this week. If you don't already do this, follow me on Facebook, Music Time in Africa, or on Twitter, which is Music Time Africa, Instagram, MTIA Maxwell, or on WhatsApp, +1 202 203 4118. You see how many ways you can follow me and get in touch? This program repeats again this coming Friday at 0900 and Saturday at 0900, 1520, and 2200 UTC. Tune in next Sunday for the new edition of Music Time in Africa, again at 0900, 1520, and 2200 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell for the Voice of America.